Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And on today's show, we're going to be taking a look at some love songs to get you ready for Valentine's Day. But these are love songs by Rodgers and Hart. And we've chosen some of our favorites, and we'll let the love songs speak for themselves.
We each were going to make a list of 10, and suddenly we had a list of 34 songs that we absolutely had to play. But you're going to get 16 of them if we don't talk too much. So let's start right in with one that was on my list and is my absolute favorite Rodgers and Hart song. It's called Little Girl Blue, and it's sung here by Margaret Whiting.
Sit there and count your fingers. What can you do? Old girl, you're through. Sit there and count your little fingers. Unlucky little girl blue. Sit there and count the raindrops falling on you. It's time you knew all you can count on are the raindrops that fall on little girl blue. Old girl, you may as well surrender. Your hope is getting slender. Why won't somebody send a tender blue boy to cheer this little I was very young, the world was younger than I, as merry as a carousel. The circus tent was strong with every star in the sky, above the ring I loved so well. Now the young world has grown old,
Margaret Whiting sang Little Girl Blue from a Rodgers and Hart musical called Jumbo.
One of my favorite Rodgers and Hart love songs comes from I Married an Angel. And here's Frank Sinatra to sing Spring Is Here.
Doesn't my heart go dancing spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody needs me. Spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves.
From I Married an Angel, that was Spring is Here, this time sung by Frank Sinatra.
As you can tell, some of these love songs are not going to be happy, like our next song, 10 Cents a Dance. This poor young dance hall hostess believes that she can find the man of her dreams among her customers, but it hasn't worked so far. The person who originated the song is going to sing it, and that's Ruth Etting. It came from a musical called Simple Simon.
I work at the palace ball, but gee, that palace is cheap. When I get back to my chilly hall room, I'm much too tired to sleep. One of those lady teachers, a beautiful hostess, you know, the kind the palace features at exactly a dime a throw. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance. Panties and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are breaking my eardrums, customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance. Fighters and sailors and bow-legged tailors can pay for a ticket and rent me. Butchers and barbers and rats from the harbors, our sweethearts my good luck has sent me. Though I've a chorus of elderly beaux, stockings are porous with holes in the toes, I'm there till closing time. Dance and be merry, it's only a dime. the dance. That's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance. Pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums. Loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are breaking my eardrums. Customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance.
Although Doris Day sang that song in a film and did a very nice job, we decided to use the older Ruth Etting version of 10 Cents a Dance from Simple Simon.
Although we had many songs that we chose individually, there were some that we overlapped on, which really isn't that surprising, I guess. And our next song is one of those. From Higher and Higher, we'll hear Helen Forrest with Benny Goodman and his orchestra sing, "It Never Entered My Mind." That was Helen Forrest singing with Benny Goodman and his orchestra, "It Never Entered My Mind," from Higher and Higher.
We discovered we had 17 versions of that particular song, but we only had a few of the next song, and it comes from Dearest Enemy, a musical that takes place during the American Revolution. The song is "Here in My Arms," and the singer is Dick Hames.
Here in my arms, it's adorable, it's deplorable that you were never there. When little lips are so kissable, it's permissible for me to ask my share. Next to my heart, it is ever so lonely, I'm holding on my air. While here in my arms, it's adorable, it's deplorable that you were never there. It's adorable, it's deplorable that you were never there.
Dick Hames sang Here in My Arms from Dearest Enemy.
We'll go to Lena Horne for our next song. And this was one that originally showed up in the stage musical Babes in Arms. Here she is to sing Where or When.
It seems we've stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before, but who knows where or when. We have met before and laughed before and loved before, but who knows where or when.
That was Lena Horne singing a song from Babes in Arms by Rodgers and Hart, Where or When.
We discovered that we had 24 versions of our next song, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered, which comes from Pal Joey, and we decided to use one by another person whose last name is Horne. No, it's not Lena again. This time it's Marilyn Horne.
He's a fool, and don't I know it? But a fool can have his charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it? Like a baby in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately I've not slept a wink since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and
from her album called Marilyn Horne, The Men in My Life, you heard Marilyn sing Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered from Pal Joey, which was on both of our lists.
I don't know whether we were both being esoteric, but the songs on which we overlapped, I think, were often a little obscure, like this next one. From Too Many Girls, we're going to hear I Didn't Know What Time It Was. Certainly not the first line of love songs you would think of from Rodgers and Hart. And here it's performed by Bobby Short. That was Bobby Short with I Didn't Know What Time It Was from Too Many Girls. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Love Songs by Rodgers and Hart for Valentine's Day on The Dress Circle.
Whether the song was included in our lists or not did not depend on its popularity. And our next song is one that not all that many people know. It comes from On Your Toes, and it's called Glad to Be Unhappy. The singer this time is Mary Martin.
Look at yourself. If you had a sense of humor, you would laugh to beat the band. Look at yourself, do you still believe the rumor that romance is simply grand? Since you took it right on the chin, you have lost that bright toothpaste grin. My mental state is all a jumble. I sit around and sadly mumble. Fools rush in, so here I am, very glad to be unhappy. I can't win, but here I am, more than glad to be unhappy. Unrequited love's a bore. got it pretty bad. But for someone you adore, it's a pleasure to be sad. Like a straying baby lamb, with no mammy and no pappy, I'm so unhappy. But oh, so love's a bore, and I've got it pretty bad. But for someone you adore, it's a pleasure to be sad. Like a straying baby lamb, with no mammy and no pappy, I'm so unhappy, but oh, so glad.
From the musical On Your Toes, Mary Martin sang Glad to Be Unhappy.
I think I like our next song the best because, well, it's rather odd and scary in a love song sort of way. It comes from the 1934 film Evergreen, and yes, Rodgers and Hart wrote for film as well as for stage, but they didn't like writing for film very much because Richard Rodgers didn't have the control he wanted, and so much of the music disappeared or was used in weird places. The performance of this song, to which we're going to be listening, is by Smith Ballou, and he had a dance band, and it was recorded about the same time, and Smith Ballou is another person I like a great deal. The song is Dancing on the Ceiling.
Counterpane, there's my love it's not fair. But I'm so grateful to discover she's still there. I love my ceiling more, since it is a dancing floor just for my love.
That was Smith Ballou as vocalist and with his orchestra with Dancing on the Ceiling from Evergreen.
We discovered we had over 50 Rodgers and Hart CDs, including the original casts. If I could only pick one, I think it would be one called My Funny Valentine. Frederica von Stader sings Rodgers and Hart, and she's accompanied by the London Symphony, conducted by John McGlynn, who was a Rodgers and Hart expert. From her album, we are picking a song that we agreed had to be included. It's called Moon of My Delight, and it's from a musical that, like many of the Rodgers and Hart musicals, we will never see because the books for the musical were terrible. Moon of My Delight, sung by Frederica von Stader.
I could never care to own a quarter of
from Chi-Chi by Rodgers and Hart. You heard Moon of My Delight, sung by Frederica von Stade.
Richard Rodgers loved waltzes, and here's one of his waltzes from The Boys from Syracuse. It's Falling in Love with Love, this time performed by Andy Williams.
Falling in love with love is falling for make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing the fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I wasn't wise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love everlasting. But love fell out with me. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I wasn't wise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love everlasting. But love fell out with me.
A song we both chose, Falling in Love with Love from The Boys from Syracuse, this time performed by Andy Williams.
When Richard Tay started his reissue label called Sepia Records, he decided to begin with two Richard Rodgers albums. One is Rodgers and Hart, the other is Rodgers and Hammerstein, and he brings us some interesting performances, including this one, My Heart Stood Still, which was used in an early talkie film called One Damn Thing After Another, a film nobody remembers because it was technically inept, and then it appeared in A Connecticut Yankee. This time our singer is Dennis Day.
Took one look at you, that's all I meant to do, and then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk, my lips could move and talk, and yet my heart stood still. Not a single word was spoken. I could tell you knew that unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until the thrill of that moment. At sweethearts I met at school, all indiscreet hearts seemed romantic fools. A house in Iceland was my heart's domain. I not a single word was spoken. I could tell you knew that unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until the thrill of that moment when my heart stood still.
Dennis Day sang "My Heart Stood Still."
I, too, chose a song from Jumbo, but Mayan is more upbeat. My Romance. This time it's sung by the great Eileen Farrell.
My romance doesn't have to have my romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No month of May, no twinkling stars, no hideaway, no sun. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make guitars. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make
That was the great opera singer Eileen Farrell with My Romance from Jumbo.
Love Me Tonight was a 1930s musical that starred Jeanette MacDonald and Maurice Chevalier. We're not using her recording of this song, but one by Steve Conway. The song is Isn't It Romantic?
Our last song comes from the revival of a Connecticut Yankee and was one of the last four songs that was written by Lorenz Hart. In fact, this was the last song that had to be added. I think I should be worried. This was one of Ted's picks, but we got the great Ella Fitzgerald to sing it. It's called To Keep My Love Alive.
And often I've sighed, I'm never a bridesmaid, I'm always the bride. I never divorced them, I hadn't the heart. Yet remember these sweet words, till death do us part. A ton of them, because I was untrue to none of them, because I bumped off every one of them to keep my love alive. Sir Paul was frail, he looked a wreck to me. At night he was a horse's neck to me, so I performed an appendectomy to keep my love alive. Sir Thomas had insomnia, he couldn't sleep at night. I bought a little arsenic, he's sleeping now all right. Sir Philip played the harp,
I cussed the thing. I crowned him with his harp to bust the thing. And now he plays where harps are just a thing to keep my love alive. To keep my love alive. I thought Sir George had possibilities, but his flirtations made me ill at ease. And when I'm ill at ease, I kill at ease to keep my love alive. Sir Charles came from a sanatorium and yelled for drinks in my emporium. I mixed one drink, he's in memoriam, to keep my love alive. Sir Francis was a singing bird, a nightingale, that's why I tossed him off my balcony to see if he could fly. Sir Athelstan indulged in fratricide. He killed his dad, and that was patricide. One night I stabbed him by my mattress side to keep my love alive. To keep my love alive. To keep my love alive.
We're done. We hope you have a happy Valentine's Day, and you'll join us next week as we celebrate the life of Harold Channing. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from The Dress Circle.
The Dress Circle is produced weekly by Otnacki Productions at WWFM, original service of Mercer County Community College, Trenton, New Jersey.